Hey, what's up, guys? Here on the episode of Eli and Mike, here doing another podcast in the beautiful city of Beverly Hills. It's raining and cloudy, but you know what? It's okay. But we have some two amazing, fabulous entrepreneurs who run this beautiful business called ATP Development and Construction. We have Sergio Alvarez and now...
I tried, though, I promise.
Yeah. But seriously, guys, thank you for showing up on our podcast. We appreciate you guys being here today.
Thank you so much for honor. Anytime.
And, you know, you guys were actually in the raffle won by one of your business partners that actually, you know, you guys are here in this beautiful city in Rodeo. And we're actually very honored to have met you guys. We were talking a little bit right before the podcast about the business, the things that you do together, and how this relationship between you two, how it happened. So I would love to start off just with a simple question of ATP Development and Construction. Who started it? When did it begin?
Yes.
Well, it was kind of interesting because we had, I was telling you earlier that Serge and I were kind of competing. We're both developers and we're kind of friendly competitors. Mm-hmm. And I heard about Serge and he was a broker.
Okay.
And that he used to sell many, many homes. I was flipping a lot of homes and I heard that he could move a lot of houses. So I started calling him and sure enough, he did and became a great relationship. Fed him more and more houses.
Amazing.
And then I started the National Hispanic NAREP LA.
And let's give you a minute here. Guys, he started NAREP.
Right, this is amazing.
In Los Angeles, that's huge. Yeah, in our business in real estate, nobody says, oh, I started it.
Right.
Don't say exactly. They were elected officials or they were.
I was
the founder of NAREP LA and it's kind of funny because people look at me, I look white, but I'm Colombian. So I just get that right. They were surprised.
Yes.
So I asked Sergio and Sandra, his wife, to be on the board. And we just became really good friends all through the time, still competing, but just always referrals and
amazing.
So forth. And then just recently, about 3 years ago, we decided to join forces. And it's been a blast. We've had so much fun. The energy is amazing and so forth.
It was a natural evolution. His background is commercial,
okay. Yes.
Which, you know, as a residential agent, mm-hmm. residential broker,
right.
We wanted to inspire more.
Yes.
You got, you know, mm-hmm. you get the ability to sell, you know, $5-7 million homes, or you get the ability to sell $5-20 million buildings.
That's right.
And it seemed an easy mm-hmm. Thing to do. And, you know, his background, his knowledge gives us the ability to understand commercial. But you know, we decided to do construction and because mm-hmm. we're developers
yes.
by trade.
Okay.
And he's been developing for 30 years, so have I.
Yeah.
And wow. we joined forces to have a one-stop shop and support others. Mm-hmm. On a constant basis, we were being approached to can you help me here?
Right.
I'm stuck here.
Yes.
What do I do here? And it was just easy to just start a construction company because we had up to 19 projects at one point.
Oh, wow.
And it was just easier to just be our own construction company.
Yeah, that's and amazing. As developers, it's kind of interesting because I got the contractor's license, but I mean, for years and years, yeah. we've been hiring contractors and it just made it just much easier to, especially when you're getting clients, it's like just to have the license. And so
right.
brought that to the table.
Mm-hmm. Love
but
that.
It's very well-rounded company.
And what happens a little bit with older age, you know, some of your great referrals you've been working with for like 10, 12 years, and they go bye-bye. They retire.
Yes, true.
Know? And so some of our great contractors, great resources, and I had to go find that individual again. So mm-hmm. it became almost impossible. So that's one of the biggest reasons we started our own construction company. Mm-hmm.
That's fabulous.
Wow.
I mean, it's so inspiring, too, because I want to one day have, I mean, we own companies. We own a couple right now, but... nothing to the nature of what you guys are doing. You guys are running something that can help so many people in so many
yes.
different ways, which let's touch base on the fact of all these fires that happened in LA County.
Right.
Basically, it was known all over the world. Everybody was feeling sympathy.
Yeah, I was getting calls from everywhere.
I was just about to ask that. So are you guys currently working on construction in the Pasadena area?
100%.
Yeah.
Wow.
The actual construction hasn't started yet because there's always the debris cleanup and so forth. The Army Corps is there cleaning all the debris and so forth. But there's so many alliances and, you know, with all the connections that we have, we want to do is like Sergio calls it a one-stop shop.
Yes.
Because it's so overwhelming for people
right.
that to, you know, find an architect, find
yes.
somebody to clean, find a structural engineer. and so forth. So it's just, you know, we know all that stuff. We know all the expediting, the permitting process and so forth.
And your company, they it actually is a one-stop shop, because we actually have some individuals who are affected here in our office, and they, you like you said, they're going to different companies left and right, and some of them aren't answering, and they're not able to like speak with the same representatives, and so this is what your company
does. It's overwhelming. Like even like you know, we have friends, associates that are actually in this room, who are insurance adjusters. They know third party insurance adjusting and so forth. So we're bringing that to the table, and it's just it is overwhelming. And we're you guys know, so we're in Pasadena.
Oh yes.
So it's right abuts Altadena. So this is like, I mean, this is our community.
Wow.
Yeah, we
this
were
is where
like
the company's based out.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we're okay. Right. We're in old Pasadena in Colorado, Pasadena, but. I mean, my house, we have one of our clients, her house burned down, is only like a mile from my house.
Oh my gosh.
So, I mean, it was very scary. Wow. As a matter of fact, I think I was telling you a story that the day of the fires, we went down to San Diego to meet Gary Costa at NAREP. And I started getting buzz feeds that the fire was getting closer and closer to us and so forth. And then I just got word that one of our best friend's house burned down. I was like freaking out. Wow. I didn't even know that if our house was standing till about 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. So.
And that must have impacted you both personally. I mean, knowing that it's affecting your own community, your neighbors' houses.
And your business.
And your business. Yeah. I mean, obviously you're building and creating more help and at the same time profiting, let's be real, there's income coming in. But it's also emotionally impacting because you're
very emotional. We've had some clients come to our office and even friends. I mean, they're still kind of shell shocked. It's still it's very very emotional. And sometimes we're speaking to them, it's almost like there's just a glaze over there,
losing everything.
Yeah, you know, it's horrible, horrible.
So we're gonna be doing a show on this, and we've already started some of the. We're gonna bring it out. So a few hours on this information topic, but. One of the things that, you know, that people don't understand is Altadena, the average age, if you Google it, the people that lost a home are 65.
Wow.
You know, at that stage, you know, if I have a problem with social media right now at 58, you know, imagine them, you know, now all of a sudden you have to be an expert at this. You know, we're meeting clients and they're coming in, and these are people that have been retired for 10, 15 years, you know, school teachers, you know, public servants, just small walks of life. And now all of a sudden, they lost everything,
right?
And they have to be experts.
Yes.
And so we have to be stand up to the plate too, because we're developers. There's nothing we don't know about the, you know, getting a house from design to finish. But the key part now was the insurance.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
got
so
it.
Josh Campos here, one of our the person that got us involved with. Thank you very much, Josh.
Right. Yeah. Shout out, Josh.
Shout out, Josh.
He definitely knows the game. He's been in the restoration side of the business for 15 years. Mm-hmm. And so we, you know, all of us, we have to become experts. So we know how to guide people.
Yes.
And at that level.
And we tell people, it's like, you know, like we've had people come to the office and clients and so forth. And I get calls all the time. It's like, we don't even care if you don't hire us. I mean, it's fine. We're just there as being in Altadena, being in Pasadena. It's our obligation to be there for people, to just bounce questions off, to guide them. Even if don't hire us, I don't care. We don't care.
Yes.
But we just want to be there.
Yes.
We want to be there to support. I mean, my kids went to Altadena schools, and you know, a lot of their friends lost their homes. So it's not about money. It's not about business. It's just about helping community.
You guys have this automatic willpower of gifting. Like, and may I ask, like, does that originate from your youth? I'll ask you first, Al. Like, are you just naturally a giving person since you were born, or how did this all come about?
You know, I've always been kind of pushed into kind of leadership positions and stuff. And, you know, it's just, I don't, anything as you know, it's like, I'm not about mentorship. So I don't have that kind of thing, like keep it to the chest kind of thing either. Does Sergio, it's like, you ask us questions, you can come to our office, we'll give you all the answers, we'll give you what we do. Sergio always says, you know, you tell me what you say, man.
Look, I'll tell you all the answers.
Yes.
Most likely you won't do it.
Okay.
The answers are not, the sauce is not really, you know, the secret from it. The secret from it's really the hours you put into it.
Right.
You know,
right.
I work 7 days a week.
Yes.
You know, I work many, many hours. It's not that I'm out there swinging hammers or doing, I think there's a lot of planning, there's a lot of psychology that goes into your business. When you decide to run your own business, you take not only your responsibility of production, but everybody that works for
right.
you.
Right. Definitely.
So there's always some kind of planning.
Right.
My average, you know, hour at, you know, even on Sunday is 6 a.m.
Wow.
You know, 5 a.m.
Yes.
And it's before the family gets up to plan the, you know, the next
mm-hmm.
phase.
Mm-hmm.
Most people want to do everything, and I'm sorry to close my eyes, between 9 and 6.
Right.
They want to go to the
true.
Gym, go to the bank,
yes.
production,
right.
prospect, dot,
yes.
dot, dot, and they think, and, you know, what's wrong? Well,
yes. exactly.
You're not a, that's not the problem.
Right.
Well, and
right,
I,
right,
I
right,
thought
right,
I was a hard
right.
worker.
Yes.
Shit, then I met, then when I got Sojo, it's like, you know, you play somebody, you're playing tennis, and
yes.
it's like, that guy's better than you,
mm-hmm.
and so you have to step up your game.
Yes.
So I'm like, it's like trying to catch up with this guy.
Right.
This guy's a, like...
And I love that because it seems like just
he's a workaholic. Yeah.
Right, I could
it's
see that. I could see that. Yeah,
I mean you're probably working right now. Your mind's calculating something like that. About
yeah,
some
we
layout
we
could, somewhere.
We can feel it. You know, okay, the Mexican Kobe. We love that. And you know, obviously, it's amazing that it's not just your construction company. You have a whole team with you, like you said, a one-stop
yeah.
shop. Even insurance is involved with your guys' company,
absolutely.
Which is so powerful because that's one of the key. You know, tools that are needed, especially what just happened with the fires. And I know we were just touching on that. How did your company change? Because you guys have been running this for about 3 years now.
Yes.
How were you guys able to, because I'm sure you guys got so many calls. How are you able to, you know, withstand the change in what just happened with the fires with your company?
So we've always been, you know, as a broker in the 90s, I had up to 150 agents.
Oh, wow.
So you can just imagine. So, we understand volume. We had an escrow company, mortgage company. So we understand
right.
systems
mm-hmm.
and operations. So for the 3 years, we've been planning for this growth. You know, so we were already going to have an amazing 2025 in construction. And, you know, so that was the whole thing to it. So
Got
we were planning
it.
For a great 2025.
Wow.
We have systems in place where, you know, we can scale from 19 jobs to 33 jobs
mm-hmm.
within months. Right, because we do our things in-house. Support is in-house. Production, you know, our subcontractors kind of, you know, gauge. We have systems to scale
powerful.
And downscale.
Yeah, construction powerful. Can, like actual construction out in the field can scale up or down based
yeah.
on stuff. But the core of the office, the administrative part, stays kind of the same. And you kind of, you grow that by person, not too many, but workers and subs. You know, we have so many connections, people like actual laborers and subcontractors that we can scale up pretty quick.
But, you know, the not coming back to the fires,
mm-hmm.
it was a duty.
Wow.
It's a duty
yes.
to,
yeah.
you know,
no,
be
for
there
sure.
for your friends,
right.
you know, yeah, you know, long-term
I mean, yeah,
friends,
it's
high
like,
school
I mean,
friends
this,
at lots of
yeah.
houses.
Mm-hmm. This is
know.
Where we used to, I mean, we shop, we go to restaurants,
mm-hmm.
You know, you know, the little watering holes that,
right.
you know, you go to.
Yes. And even
well,
have your
shout out
there.
To the good neighbor
yes.
bar.
Right. Okay.
And,
there you go.
It's also
good
very patriotic, though. It's patriotic what you're doing. Because you could also yeah. say, hey, we're, like you said, in 2025, you're expecting the business to grow already.
Yeah.
This situation that happened could have actually impaired your business if you took on too much.
Yeah.
You know, there's things
but you
that
guys
even
stayed
this,
ready.
But you guys figured it out
yes.
and said, no, we're going to help the community no matter what the stakes are.
But like you said, even if this did not happen, you guys were ready for whatever was
right.
to come.
So
yeah, exactly.
Part of what, I don't know if we talked about it, we're also, he's on the board for National Hispanic Alliance of Contractors.
Oh, yes.
So this is where we, you know, we were already for the last few years planning on, you know, we have resources to scale up, you know, if we need support through these organizations. Latino Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
I feel like I sit on a lot of boards. I sit on the Los Angeles Latino Chamber of Commerce.
Amazing.
I sit on that board, and I sit on NHCA, National Construction Hispanic Construction Alliance. I'm the vice president of that. So.
Wow.
Powerful resume.
Oh,
I mean, there's
yeah.
connections
all over the place.
Not bad for a white guy, right?
right, right. Exactly.
Latino white guy. So,
no,
so
yes.
we're through, you know, that's how we're, you know, we're able to do through our resources, a gas station, a supermarket. You know, we're working for Amazon for the last 2 years. You know, we're out there. And so through our resources, that's what happens. You get a little older. You get to know people with experience and you see other people. And,
yes.
and we're able to interview the right people. So that's how we're able to scale, just through our resources and our surroundings.
Wow. That is so powerful.
So just like I asked Al about, you know, did he always start off being such a giving person? Were you also the same way when you started? Like, let's just go back to
you
when
know,
you were a child and such.
You know, it started, you know, I don't know. I've always had friends. It was a natural, you know, thing to, you know, I was born here in Los Angeles, raised in Mexico.
Okay.
For my first part of you know, through elementary.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to come back and I didn't know any English and I had to relearn and had new friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I never left my friends, my kindergarten friends. I still, to this day, still with them.
Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing.
And I'm still with them. And then, you know, with my, you know, elementary friends, actually, Javier Alvarez, which is my kindergarten friend,
we're still friends. Amazing.
And we
amazing.
Sat together through kindergarten because he's Javier Alvarez, I'm Sergio Alvarez.
Oh, so, how do you forget?
By
how do you
fours,
exactly?
And to this day, we're friends. Coming into real estate, when I really found out, you know, really about competition, I was able to, very blessed to, luckily progress and do production. And you know, we were at one point, you know, selling 15, 20 homes a month.
Amazing.
You know? And
that
was
amazing.
Different times.
Yes.
And supporting people, and that's when people started asking a lot of questions, and
yes.
I had no problem giving them.
And your construction company, what are some projects that you guys have worked on, you know, in the last 3 years that you can say, wow, this was a really hard project, but you guys got it done working together?
I'll start with one, and then
please. I'm sure there's many.
I was a little comprehensive about Amazon.
Okay.
You know,
wow.
Really, us. Amazon? Really? You know, we're not,
I was confident.
And it was confident.
Yeah.
Nah, it's going to be too much red tape.
I got a lot of shit from taking
yeah,
that
yeah.
one on.
Okay.
And so, but we're there, you know,
okay.
and we're keeping up with, you know, with the demand and
wow.
working. All credit to Al.
Okay.
Yes, but I was a little comprehensive, and I really think that was a milestone for our company.
Wow. Amazon, that's
you know,
huge.
And now they're asking us to go, you know, Riverside, San Jose,
wow.
different options, right?
No way.
You know, we just developed 10 homes in one site.
Okay.
These homes developed by request of Amazon? Are they getting into
No, this is another.
Oh, different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
other
we have
site.
A whole project
okay.
for Amazon. And then on the development side, for us, you know, just having 10 homes, you know, building them, you
wow.
know, that
wow.
was a good
yes.
one for us recently.
No, I think, you know, the Amazon was a great example. That's
mm-hmm.
been a very difficult job, but a lot of strategic things came into
mm-hmm.
play, and all the guys stepped up. So that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the ones we just recently did was, Sergio kind of maybe told you off camera, but we've been called in to consult. We ran recently into a 15-unit apartment building in Culver City.
Wow.
Where the contractor just threw the towel, walked out, and just
really?
Left it.
No way.
You know, yeah.
There's
got to
be some kind of.
It's devastating.
Regulations,
wow.
though, can people
oh, yeah,
just walk
I mean,
out?
that whole side of it is, you know, lawsuits are going to fly in and so
of
forth.
Course.
But
big
nevertheless,
idea.
We came in to do it, just a huge forensic dive. They took everything, all the paperwork. And
wow.
so we were put in place to just dig everything out, accounting wise, everything, and get them through their certificate of occupancy.
Amazing.
That took a while, but,
amazing.
And we've actually had a couple of those recently
no
where
true.
We come in and we consult and we pick up the pieces and so forth.
Wow.
We obviously do the ground up construction, but I think that was pretty
yeah.
challenging,
I
especially
think,
because you don't know where the bodies were buried and so forth. So
I
Jesus
think that's
Christ.
A very rewarding part of it. As developers, when you
yes.
have a $10, $20 million project
mm-hmm.
and it's going sideways, it's your livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're
mm-hmm.
you're the one, you know, signing on the bottom line. So when, you know, when developers, first of all, you should not do that project for the first time on your own.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
It's a gradual step.
Take his advice. Take
you
his advice.
You know,
yeah.
So you don't want to do, you know,
yes.
everything
mm-hmm.
can be solved with money, but there's a limit.
Right.
So I think it was very rewarding when somebody's broken down and, you know, seeing, you know, wow, this is my livelihood's going to
yeah.
go out, you know, way. And we come in here and we revive this. And this is 30 years of experience with building and safety. Some of our partners and consultants now are ex-fire chief of building and safety. And so what does he know? Where can
mm-hmm.
he guide us to?
Mm-hmm.
Ex-building and safety inspectors are on
yes.
our, you know, consulting side.
Definitely.
So we come with a lot of experiences. It's not just us.
Right.
It's the people that surround us.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Surround
yourself by smarter people.
Powerful.
Hillside expert. Hillside foundation
yes.
expert.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. My hat's out to him. There's no mountain he can't conquer.
Right.
Let's talk about something that people get very stimulated by, which is money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about a simple project. Not actually, it's not simple. Let's talk about a big project, right? So let's just say you have a $20 million project like that one. What is the average commission that you as a company would get on the $20 million development project?
Our fee is about 10% on
okay.
average.
10%
okay.
of the
yeah,
total
like,
$20 million
yeah,
project.
Yeah, usually the higher the number goes, then you drop down on the percentage that you take. So it's like it was a smaller job, then your profit margins go up a little bit. So you don't have to get as much, but because there's such a huge number, it's not like you need to have the, you know, the lion's share of it.
All I'm hearing is that we've been doing the wrong thing.
But it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work, and then there's so many people involved too. So maybe to the audience, it might seem like 10%, wow, of $20 million. Of course, that's a great amount of money, but with so many professionals on the team,
absolutely.
I mean, there's so many routes that that 10% is going to go.
And it's risky. I mean, you know, construction is, it's not, it'll keep you up at night.
Yeah, I'm sure. For sure. Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, see, I'm already worried about residential ones keeping up right. The commercial.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do that.
And it's amazing that you guys touched on the topic of the consulting, because to be a construction company, but not only that, consulting others with, again, $20 million projects, that's just grand. I mean, people could really trust you because they know that you guys are even consultants, not just construction
companies. And I think where that comes from, too, is that because our background first is development. Yeah. We started as developers, as investors. We know we learn construction. And so anytime that we do like a third-party job, a construction site, you know, we're in their shoes because they're the developers, and then we come from a side like we know what, no matter what's happening, you still have to pay the mortgage on the property and so forth.
Right.
Time doesn't stop.
Yes.
And so we see their pain all the time. Mm-hmm. So we've been in their shoes. So we know what it's like to deal with somebody, a contract that it's not performing because time will kill you on something like
really
that.
Really not an answer that you can't go, we can't answer, mm-hmm. including the resale of this product. Mm-hmm. You know, what some of, you know, if you have to get closing costs, not closing costs, and
yeah, no, we go into it. Yes, that's a great point, Sergio, because we go into it a little different than, you know, we don't just take the construction aspect of it. We've already done analysis whether this project is like going to go under or not for the developer, just because that's what we do. We're developers ourselves. It's like, where's this guy planning on exiting? Is he going to have enough money to even finish the construction?
Right,
so
right. Forth?
So all that stuff happens at our office. So when we say we come from their side, we really do. We analyze even the project and the income flow of it and so forth, and the exits, even for residential and so forth.
You know, in many cases, we'll give you a story that we always kind of talk about. We had this lady come in with 17 units, and we said, this is the price, $30 million. Mm-hmm. I mean, $3 million. Mm-hmm. And then I asked her, why do you want to build it? It's only worth, you know, $4 million.
Yes.
You know, so it doesn't make sense after your carrying costs and everything.
Right,
she goes,
right.
Well, the architect told me, this is, you know, this is the biggest I can build. I go, well, did he also tell you it doesn't make financial sense?
Wow.
You know, and so we bring that to the table. Many
powerful.
Contracts would have said, let's build it and go forward, and then that lady would have been stuck.
But that separates you from every other commercial business, because some companies are just going to be like, oh, whatever you say.
Of course.
You're actually educating them and saying, hey,
you're
like this, but you know what? Maybe this is the path we need to take.
And I'm going to say something that makes sense for any business, right? And you know, but I tell people, proper planning before you break ground, before you spend a nickel, proper analyze everything. And if there's something you don't know, don't just wing it, because that's what's gonna get you in trouble. So that's what we do. I mean, we really spend hours and hours and weeks sometimes just analyzing every inch of that project.
Wow.
I think the biggest trigger word that I've probably heard in all these podcasts is, you just said it, proper planning.
Right.
Is a key element of anything that
absolutely for sure.
Right.
Anything. I mean, from even planning to have a child, planning to have a business, planning to put your money together, planning the trip. Without that, you're right, you're just winging it. Well, you're going to get winging kind of answers back. You're going to get a mess.
No doubt.
Yes.
No doubt.
I think that's great, and I can see how you guys are the yin and yang of your business.
Right.
Because he's like, let's go, let's do Amazon. And you're like, oh, I don't know about that.
It's kind of like,
well, again, you're like, I went in there like, no, we can do this. And he's like, dude, no, we're going to be all right.
Could we talk about the Amazon really quick? Because
sure.
this is huge. I mean, this is a worldwide company, and they're, again, trusting ATP development with your guys' expertise. What really goes into the construction that you guys do for it? I want to know. I'm so intrigued.
The thing that really mostly there is like working for Amazon is working for like the federal government.
Wow.
I mean, it's like so strict.
Yeah.
Like the regulations, OSHA, and everything is scrutinized. There's meetings every day. And so more than anything, it's all those protocol that has to be followed. Like you've got like four managers like watching each other and managing you and so forth. So the strategic and the logistics of it was the difficult part.
Mm-hmm.
But once you overcame that, and it's like you're, you know, you want your people to step up to that because they're like, wow, we're not so used to being scrutinized like this. But they stepped up and then you can do it and just follow procedures. Mm-hmm. But I think that was the biggest deal
other than that. It almost sounds like they're the parents and you guys are the kids. Like they're parenting you guys to make sure you guys are doing the right
thing. They got the grandparents, they got the parents, they got the uncles.
The babysitter. I mean,
and you guys are still in toddler stage.
No, everything's to the T.
You're not going to walk into Amazon in any which way without, you know.
I mean, just, even the security just to get into the warehouses
forth. And you guys, again, you guys are like building these warehouses from the floor up?
No, we're doing specifically like tenant improvements and demolition for them within the warehouse.
So fresh and easy. Amazing. Remember fresh and easy?
Yes.
So they had about 300,000 square feet. Amazon Fresh. That's gone. Wow. And they're, you know, that technology. So our job is to demo it. Wow. So they're going to repurpose it.
Okay.
Believe it or not, Amazon is just, you know, they're so ahead of the game. You know, what they built 10 years ago for technology, it's obsolete. They got
to
redo it.
They're never sticking to the original plans. They're always changing.
Always better.
Wow. That's amazing.
In this case, that's what we're helping them out with.
Right.
That's great.
And so this is like different from any old person hiring you guys for a job and then they're barely checking on you once a week.
Yeah,
Amazon's
calling you every
day.
And it's great because it does you know, step up your game.
Yes.
And so, like, for instance, like, just recently, we're going to do a job in Beverly Hills.
Amazing.
Which is kind of interesting. It's like, you do kind of, like, really niche, kind of odd jobs. Like, for this particular case, it's just the opposite. We're going to be doing a demolition on a hillside home that's about 4,000 square feet. Hills like this.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's extremely dangerous, but we're actually going to tear the house down because it was built illegally. And there's foundations, there's caissons. I mean, it's really, really difficult.
Wow.
And so, you know, we have to deal with OSHA, which is like super scrutinized on safety issues. We had to get certified for all that, but that's a very unique job. And again, very dangerous.
Yes.
It's all hillside, but
definitely.
Yeah, we're going to take that on.
And we have the people on staff that can handle that. That you know, you won't see me and them swinging hammers.
Right, but, you know, okay.
I won't get hurt.
Okay.
maybe you also get like a cardboard box and slide down the hill.
Oh my God.
I used to do that when I was a kid.
Oh my God.
I remember those days. Yeah. So let's ask you a very daring question. I don't know if this affects these guys. So who has the power or who has the stronger heart to hold in the ability to fire or get rid of a customer? Which one of you guys handles that?
And have you guys got rid of customers?
We go through it.
Oh yeah, we get rid of customers. Yeah, that's for sure. I thought you meant like staff or something.
We're this is a relationship. It's like a marriage.
We're actually really different personalities, man. We're really different.
Yes.
Who was that just the other day? Oh, we were getting into an argument with a client, and it was just back and forth, like you know, it wasn't an argument. It was a discussion.
There you go. Yeah.
It was like about 45 minutes. And after that, you know, nobody walks away. And I get in my car and I get a call from the client. He goes, I just want to talk to you because I think you're a lot more diplomatic than Sergio.
Oh, my God.
Right. So he's like, Sergio's definitely more emotional. I'm like more like, you know, more like, I'm more reserved.
Yes,
like, you know, hey, bro, maybe you shouldn't say it that way or da-da-da. But I'm, you know.
He's very good.
Yes.
You're like the guy, let's have a latte. And he's like, we're not drinking anything.
No. He's more like kind of, we're just different.
Yes.
Okay,
I feel like that's needed. We kind of have the same type of relationship.
We're both effective.
Like,
but,
that.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It's needed. Those two different.
He's definitely more emotional.
There you go.
More emotional. Got
yes,
it.
Yes.
What's the next stage in your growth of your business? It sounds like you're already doing it. It doesn't really. I mean, Amazon is.
No,
the top.
I think it's interesting. Now, I think what's next is, man. One of the things that Serge and I is we never stop learning, and you know, we like this whole thing with the fires and so forth. We just learned so much, like with Josh and about insurance and stuff, and all the stuff that goes around it. I mean, that's all kind of that was new to us, and we had no idea, like all the stuff about soil contaminations and so forth. And so this is a whole different aspect. I mean. What happened in Altadena and the Palisades is like, we're learning as we go through it. I mean, we have, you know, a lot of the answers, but we don't. And if we don't have them, we'll find them. And so this is kind of all brand new to us, the way the massiveness of this whole thing and what's going on. So
And I think, you know, like, as we mentioned, 3 years and we've been working for the company, you know, we're on site, we're with the clients, we're hands on.
Yes.
And you know, this, you know, prior to the fires, we were on the goal to say, let's have the company work for us now. And we want to we still want to lead the company, but we want the company to start working for us, not us, you know, being involved in everything.
I love that.
Right.
We've been working for the company.
Yes.
We want to. That's our goal, to have the company work for us. So that's the only way we can scale.
Sounds like an exit, but not really, because you're still somewhat involved. Kind of like the watchful eyes, but you're not really having to, because you have your people now.
But it's the only way to scale.
I agree.
Yeah, it is. It's true.
The company needs to manage itself.
I think as the company grows and stuff, I think it's putting the right people in place and letting go. Because, I mean, him and I are both so hands-on that it's like you got to trust those people to give them the power to lead and so forth, and then let them go.
Right.
Like, we know we've had a few staff members that, you know, we threw them in to the water and see if they could swim, and they did great. And I mean, him and I went back on one particular guy, and he's like, I don't think he's ready. I'm like, he's ready.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I don't think so. Yeah. Like, dude, let's throw him in.
Okay.
And the guy did awesome. He stepped up to the plate.
Amazing. Love
and
that.
You know, we're both, you know, he's a great PR person. And
yes.
Sales is my background. And
I'm really, actually, I'm really shy too, man.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
I am really funny. Like, I'm actually an introvert. So we're just like, you know that, and I'm like,
yeah.
You know, I'll step it up when I have
there
to.
You go.
And
there
in
you
operations,
go.
We want to leave it to somebody else. We're in operations right now.
Right.
And we're not leaving the company. We just need to take a full-time job in PR.
Right.
I remember I was talking right before the podcast that this was something that originally wasn't planned, the merger between both of you guys.
No.
How did that happen? And actually, what were you guys competing against in that point in time?
It's not really compete, is that, you know, we were doing the same things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
And so, but since we were friends, it's like, it was always a great referral thing. It's like, hey, do you got a guy that can do this? And like, sure, hey, call this person. So it was never like we were like competing. When I say competing, it's because we're doing the same thing. But we were always friends. And so, but then, like, you know, on my side, like I had some projects that were kind of slowing down, and I wasn't happy kind of where that particular side of the company was going. And then we were talking, and then he was in a grow mode, and he's like, Al, like, I need some help, and, you know, come over. And so it was about a half a year discussion, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he got his license, you know, he got his contract license. And then again, we were on this grow mode construction, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Coming from the real estate side, residential,
yes,
real estate side,
right,
he having a commercial background,
yeah,
this is,
mm-hmm,
you know,
absolutely
part of the attraction too. And
right.
And just diversify,
yes,
you know,
yes,
we still buy property, we still list properties, we still
yeah.
You
and
know,
I think because we both have owned companies, both have been CEOs and presidents of this and that, I think we do come from different points of views, but it's kind of cool to see the merge,
yes,
and the different personalities and the way things are, but also the resources that we bring together. I think it's pretty
wow.
cool.
Yeah,
and it's fun. It's a blast.
Yeah,
I mean,
we could definitely relate.
I think it is.
The mortgage, the real estate, it just is two different worlds. But when you combine them
yeah.
together again, it could be a really amazing thing,
yeah, yeah.
just like what you guys going on. But again, you guys are in development, so I guess our main question is one of the main questions. Since you guys are developing things, you're planning things. What is like 5 years look to you guys from this point on, in maybe 5 years, where do you believe your company will be at? Do you have to like add more, you know, individuals? You guys already
yeah.
have so much going
on. I like to see the company where I think Sergio and I are not so hands-on, where we're
okay.
kind of more, you know, stepping back and kind of seeing things from another level, and hiring the right people that they, empowering them
mm-hmm.
to move on and carry on and mm-hmm. teach them what we've known through all the years.
Yes.
So I kind of more like laid back, not, I don't say laid back,
right.
but just kind of back off and
mm-hmm.
and hiring the right people, and you know, it's a family-owned business and so forth. And
yeah, we owe it to our kids, we owe it to our staff,
yes,
you know, to make their system better,
mm-hmm.
you know, or
mm-hmm.
make them, you know, earn more money,
yes.
And so to what he said, if we can lead the company in a better atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
To provide better
mm-hmm.
better product, you know,
yes.
you know, always better,
right, right.
I think it's going to be an you know, natural evolution on this.
Yes.
And it's kind of interesting. You mean, and like we're talking about, we were in a podcast on like last Sunday, but things that are going again, like with building and so forth, and the fires now created like different codes and so forth, like different ways to actual, there's construction's gonna completely change. Mm-hmm. Like as far as like fire yeah. retardant materials and so forth. There was always, you know, you never stop learning. So.
Right, right. And how do you guys think like the construction is gonna change like technology wise? Like,
absolutely.
We have like some yeah. friends from China that are coming in and they're like, they're gonna be able to like build a property. It's like printed or something in like less than 2 weeks or 2 months. I can't remember
yeah,
exactly.
There's all sorts of stuff coming out. Yeah.
And how do you guys like keep up with this type of stuff? Do you guys,
a lot of it, you got to get approved through the city first. Mm. So it's mm-hmm. easy for us. Give me a set of plans mm-hmm. and, you know, we'll create a system for it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we're not creators. Mm-hmm. We're not creating new product. Mm-hmm. We're not creating new strategies. We're just, you know,
yeah. whatever the plans are, you follow
yeah.
that.
Right. So okay. the only thing I can guide you is, you know, if for me, when I get a piece of land and say, this is what I'm 6, 7, 8, 10 units, you know, we still follow the traditional what it's on the table. Mm-hmm. Now, if I go to the city and the city tells me, have you looked at this? You know, this is approved and there's 13 jobs already done. You know, yeah, we'll jump on board and we'll look at it.
Amazing.
But meanwhile, if mm-hmm. the city says no go,
right?
I mean, you can talk to your blue in the face.
Yeah, exactly.
I believe you, I tell them. Mm-hmm. I believe on your system, but mm-hmm. can you get it through right. the bureaucracy of LA?
Yes, yes, yes.
So you got to give and take. You know, LA, yeah. LA can make you or break you.
Yes.
In building safety.
And I think that's probably one of your guys' struggles, and you correct me if I'm wrong, is that getting the approvals from the counties and the state. Because I heard that a lot on the news. Yeah. You know, yeah. they were trying to get the properties rebuilt from the fires also, and it's like they can't even get things approved. So I'm sure you guys go through a struggle with that.
Yeah. It's
yeah. One of the toughest things about development is definitely the expediting part of it. People mm-hmm. just don't realize mm-hmm. how difficult it is to navigate through the city of Los Angeles or, you know, Santa Monica or Pasadena. Mm-hmm. I mean, that to me is probably the hardest thing in development mm-hmm. is going wow. through the whole
right.
approval process.
Yes. Yes.
And if you don't know that, man, it's like
right.
Yeah, it's, you can get buried. That's where we really sunk our teeth into and try mm-hmm. to get the experience, but. Mm-hmm. Look, with all the respect, what they say on TV and what happens in, you know, land, you know, at building a safety in front of that counter, you know, it's two different things.
Yes.
You know, I can be dealing with somebody with 10 years experience, 15 years experience, and he knows the process, you know, and I can be dealing with somebody that just started 6 months ago.
Yes. Wow.
That's what you get.
Right. Right.
So
right.
We have to tell them what, you know, we have to tell them our expectations.
Exactly.
So it's about us enforcing what we know. Not so much, because they can take you into different rabbit holes with all due respect to the city.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
it's just a fact. Mm-hmm. You need to come in with knowledge.
Right.
And then
right,
you guys
right,
have
right.
that. I mean, I feel more wiser already just
right.
sitting with you guys here.
Man,
brain.
You know, it's like a lot of it is just like the pain that we've been through as developers.
Yes.
It's like you learn a lot from like failure,
mm-hmm.
you know, or just like being stung. It's like, and you never know what's going to come around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So. We do know a lot about that, but also we surround ourselves with really good experts and know
mm-hmm.
that's mm-hmm. all they do.
Right.
So
yeah,
as
that
I mentioned earlier today, you know, ex fire chief, he's
yes.
on our consulting board.
Wow.
Was he the recent one that just got released?
No,
because
no.
I heard yeah. somebody got
no,
fired
this,
recently.
This,
no, this
is well,
about
20
15, 15, 20 years ago.
No, that's the fire. He was a fire chief for building and safety planning.
Mm.
This fire chief was putting out fires.
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah,
lady,
yeah,
lady,
yeah,
totally,
yeah,
totally,
yeah, totally
fires.
Different.
Not that our consulting can't put out fires, but
right.
he was more about safety building,
yes.
making sure you know to make
right.
sure that you know
mm-hmm.
that fire, you know, mm-hmm. people can do their job
mm-hmm.
if something were to happen.
Right.
Building the safety, it's more through architecture stuff.
Okay.
Yes.
But yeah, you know, we have ex building and safety inspectors on our staff, you know, that you know can guide us. You know,
right.
we. There's a new problem every day,
right?
You know,
right,
a new adjustment every day, and we have to just you know deal with the punches. But
yeah.
it's not easier. Try to figure it out. Just call the bosses
mm-hmm.
and just
mm-hmm.
say, Mr. Senior Inspector, mm-hmm. how do you want this figured out?
Right.
And we
right,
just reverse
right,
back
right.
there's, you know,
yeah.
a lot of people come in and say, you know, they have an attitude. Say like, you know, I've done this for 100 years, and I don't care what that supervisor says. We try not to take that approach.
Mm-hmm. Got mm-hmm. it.
We try to go with the path of least resistance.
Well, your business sounds amazing. If I was in your business, I would if I was actually a customer, I would be looking to hire
mm-hmm.
you guys to
Thank you.
Put something together, because I understand what you guys are doing. You guys are also coming from service. You're coming with good attitudes.
Consulting
people about putting the project together.
We didn't talk about design either, but we do design as well. Okay. Design. I know you guys are big into that too.
Yes, so it's okay. Cool. And can we touch on that a little bit? What type of design do you guys get into?
Eclecticness. I am really big. I think if I had to kind of come back and do it again, one of those, when I said, everybody thinks I'm like a expiring architect designer kind of thing. And I do. I'm definitely love the more artistic part of the business. I really enjoy that. Like, we just recently redid a 1972 townhouse in South Pass, and people thought it was crazy. But my ideas going in there, but we went totally 1972 glam.
From the lights to the wallpaper.
The wallpaper, groovy wallpaper, all sorts of stuff.
There you go, I would love to see this.
Love to see that to me is like fun. That's really fun, and it adds a lot of value. And
yes.
And
yes,
my wife that's her hobby.
Yes. Right?
And Ray's great at it.
Yeah. Me, blue and gray kind of looks the same. A little off, you know? I mean, what's the difference? They both look good.
Yes, yes.
But definitely. They're amazing.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, you guys have been so amazing being on our podcast. And I did want to make sure that you guys share a moment with the followers that we all have to see if you guys can educate them on what you guys do. I'm not sure if you want to have your gentleman sit up here so all four of you can sit up here. You guys are good. So maybe looking at that camera, give your followers and our followers a message about what they can do to grow their business and be inspired into hiring you guys.
If they were to contact you, what services can you provide and how can you guys help?
Go ahead, Serge. You're down.
You know, from start to finish at development, any questions, we have the answers for everything from architecture to design to planning, what you should build, a 3,000 square foot home or 1,500 square foot home, 20 units or 100 units. We can guide you through that chaos to understand, even if it's just a simple question. We love referrals, mm-hmm. And that's how we get referrals, by answering people's questions. And in any business, my advice would be planning, like we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. Really have the answers to mm-hmm. where you're going to be stepping into, in especially development, but in life mm-hmm. in general.
Yeah, and I think we kind of touched on it earlier at our junction in life right now. It's not so much, even we love consulting, and even if you don't hire us, we're here for you guys. Bounce stuff off of us. We welcome that at any time.
On support, regarding fire victims, one of the things I've been advising is join support groups. There's many out there, your neighbors, just join those groups, and all of a sudden you have to become an expert at this, and it's really, really hard. So you can call us for any questions. We're here to serve, without any commitments. But join support groups, inform yourself. There's a lot going on, and be quick about it, because these programs that are allowed out there right now, FEMA is insuring people that have no insurance. Mm-hmm. At the beginning mm-hmm. of the fires, we were like, who's going to cover these people? Poor mm-hmm. people. Wow. Mm-hmm. But FEMA's leaving at the end of the month, guys. Mm-hmm. And it's crucial that you guys inform yourself. There's plenty of grants out there, not only for fire victims that lost their home, but for renters, employees in the community. There's a lot of resources for you out there, but you got to go into these places and inform yourselves.
That's powerful.
Please ask or, mm-hmm. Whatever mm-hmm. we can do.
I love that. Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Amazing. Anytime. So, guys, follow them
really on. We're honored.
We're honored. Thank you guys
follow
so much.
Follow them right here. Amazing. This is their Instagram page. Again, we're going to release about 2 reels, and then we'll give you guys also the full podcast. So you guys can also break it down with your marketing team if you like. Mm-hmm. But we appreciate you guys being here.
Thank you so much.
And guys, thank you for watching. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you guys being part of our journey on this podcast.
Yes, thank you guys. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
To the next one.